Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, a couple of big headlines this week about Broadway. First, and it's the one we've been waiting for, Aaron Sorkin's stage adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird, which before the pandemic was on its way to become the most successful dramatic production in history, will resume performances on October 5th. And it will reopen with a pair of its original faces on stage. Jeff Daniels, who starred as Atticus Finch during the show's first year, will return. And Celia Keenan-Bolger, who won a Tony Award for her portrayal of Atticus's daughter, Scout, will be back as well. They are planning to remain in the cast until at least January 2nd. Now, offstage is where we find the big change. In April, you'll recall Scott Rudin, mega producer Scott Rudin, said he would step back from Broadway producing after devastating reports of his bullying behavior. So he's no longer attached to Mockingbird. Apparently, the same is true with the coming revival of The Music Man. Its main man, as far as tickets are concerned, is Hugh Jackman, of course, who we hear also wanted the Rudin name removed. And speaking of main men, to the rescue once again comes the boss. Springsteen on Broadway, the rock legend's autobiographical show, which ran for 236 sold-out performances in 2017 and 18, will come back on June 26th at the St. James Theater, June 26th. And it's going to play through September 4th. Now, that will officially make it the first to open on Broadway since the pandemic. In the meantime, let's move on to some streaming options. Now, until Bruce made his surprising announcement, the earliest Broadway return was to be Hadestown, for which Andre DeShields won a Tony. Well, DeShields is making the most of his free time before returning to that one in August. He is taking on the role of a duplicitous Venetian in Volpone or The Fox, a Red Bull Theater reading. Hamish Linklater, I love him, also stars in Ben Jonson's 17th century comedy, as well as reliable sign stealers Christine Nielsen and Mary Testa. Now that one is available from today, June 14th, just through the 18th, the end of the week, redbulltheater.com. Moving on, we have Ohio State Murders. Now, this is a drama from Adrienne Kennedy, the Black playwright who has been enjoying a well-deserved, if highly belated, moment. It first premiered in 1992 and revolves around the harrowing memories of a woman, loosely based on Kennedy herself, who reminisces about events that happened during her undergraduate days many years earlier. That one is up from June 17th to the 20th and can be found on goodmantheater.org. And, or if you want the polar opposite in so many ways, there is Becoming Dr. Ruth. You can watch the fine actress Tova Feldsha playing the well-known sex therapist Ruth Westheimer. Now, either live at the Bay Street Theater in Sag Harbor, New York, through June 27th, or you can stream her in the same play via the North Coast Repertory Theater in California. That one's up through July 4th, and it's northcoastrep.org. From one famous Ruth to another, we have Ruth Bader Ginsburg, A Living Document, written by Diane Nora. This one will be available to stream on demand through Wednesday only, June 16th. Now, I watched this one last week, and I can't really recommend it. It's long, rather pedestrian, and so politically correct in terms of its Zoom casting that it's almost laughable. But if you are still eager for more and any RBG life details, well, go for it. And then there's Chester Bailey at Barrington Stage out your way. These low price previews for this one begin Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th. Tickets cost $35. It has been called a keenly observed, beautifully written tale about guilt and psychological resilience in the World War II era. Reed Birney, one of our great stage actors, is part of this ensemble. I am going to that one for sure. A trio of famous composers, aside from Bruce Springsteen, are featured in theatrical works as we speak. First, there is Love, Linda, The Life of Mrs. Cole Porter. That's at the York Theater through the week. Check out that site. After Midnight from The Signature is about Duke Ellington's run at the Cotton Club, and you can find that through Broadway On Demand. And lucky you again, the Barrington Stage is offering Who Could Ask for Anything More? The Songs of George Gershwin. Well, it's hard to ask for more than that. Now, it seems I've been plugging puppets every week. Well, here's another. Yep, this one is called Bill's 44th, a puppet play for grown-ups about a birthday party whose guests fail to appear. With his bald papier-mâché head and thick Tom Selleck mustache, Bill is not, we are told, the suavest of men. He is, however, endearing. Bill's 44th had a brief live run last week at Dixon Place and is now streaming on demand via dixonplace.org. And from the Public Theater comes this tease. At the center of an empty space is a small table bisected by glass. You sit at the table opposite a stranger with a stack of note cards and a set of instructions to guide you. What will come from this private piece of theater? Well, are you intrigued yet? That's the Public's promo for A Thousand Ways, An Encounter. And it's live, as in live. Is this theater? Asked the New York Times. Well, not in the usual sense, perhaps. But the critic noted that the script has a solid structure and text and ultimately offers a collective experience. Now, I am not in New York at this time, but if I were, I'd like to think I would have the nerve to go for that one. Finally, another bit of this week's theater news. Well, congratulations to Katori Hall, who has told multiple complex stories about Black life in America, both on stage and on screen. Well, she just won the Pulitzer Prize for Drama for The Hot Wing King, a family dramedy that centers on a man's quest to make award-winning chicken wings amid personal conflict. That off-Broadway play was produced last year by the Pershing Square Signature Theater, where it had a truncated run due to COVID. And so things are picking up. Thursday, I attend my first live play, which coincidentally also started at the Signature. I think that's my third plug for that one this week. The production, called Octoroon, is at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood, specifically in its parking lot. It's already sold out much of its run, I'm told. So I guess, Jill, I'm not the only one anxious to get back to business.
Oh, I imagine that there are a lot of people out there are probably pacing the parking lot.
As we speak. Well, they're looking for a parking space, actually, which was always hard at that theater, but they're making arrangements for that.
And I hear that that L.A. is supposed to, most people are open except for the diehards who are going to be celebrating COVID for the next 5 or 6 years. So I hear that I'm pretty sure that you'll be fighting over parking spaces, but you'll be able to go and sit in an auditorium very soon.
Oh, it starts officially tomorrow, June 15th. Everything theoretically opens up. That means the Dodger Stadium, Hollywood Bowl's already been open. Restaurant. I mean, it is kind of the official opening tomorrow, and I don't think masks are, mandated. No, it's. They say this is it. So we shall see. We've all gone up and down a few times, but.
Well, we'll see. I mean, but what we will see is how quickly this is going to be interesting, and I would love it if you can follow it because, again, it's a little on the inside baseball side. But how long does it take for people to get, rehearsed and ready after 15 months? I'm thinking of when you ground all aircraft, you shouldn't really expect your flight next day to be on time. And I am wondering how long it's going to take. Zoom is wonderful, but your own, having to interact with others and observing cues, and I'm not talking about literal cues, I'm talking more about, it's like, okay, like, I've gone up, I've lost my lines cues, stuff like that, is a whole other thing, and, human interaction, something to really look forward to.
I agree, and it's fascinating when you think of actors coming back, like Jeff Daniels coming back to Kill a Mockingbird. He hasn't done it for 2 years,
Right, so how long do you have to
How much rehearsal?
Exactly.
And, remember your lines? Is it like starting fresh? Does it all come back to you? I don't know. He's done a lot of stuff in between that Atticus Finch and this Atticus Finch. Fascinating stuff. Some of the actors for that I know are not coming back because they live across country. And you know, I think they're trying to stick with people who are already in New York in the cast. Yeah, the big question are audiences. But listen, I keep hearing the tickets are selling. We'll see. I think a real good test will be Springsteen. I know that's not a typical play per se, but it's sold out, you know, every single show for whatever played a full year. And I'll be curious because these are not cheap tickets. I think they're a little less expensive than last time. But, you know, that'll be a test. All these things are tests. You know, are people ready? I think so. It feels that way to me, too.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.